The Manual Guillotine.
The man before you is Jules-Henri de Formant. He inherited the title of executioner. For 300 years, regardless of the political regime, his ancestors occupied the position of executioner. His great-great-grandfather cut off ears and chopped off the fingers of rebels who didn't want to obey the will of Louis XVI. His great-grandfather was the first to experience the guillotine during the French Revolution. And his grandfather, who had the nickname Jean Slasher, knew dozens of ways of removing the head from the body. If the convict was a peasant, Jean cut his neck with one of his axes, gently pushing the blade between the vertebrae with a small hammer. For a public and bloody spectacle, a manual guillotine with a wooden knife and a heavy sledgehammer was used. If the convict was of noble blood, the slasher took his head off with one blow of his sharpened sword. Only the most experienced executioners were strong and deft enough for that. The old people said Jules was like his grandfather. He works without mistakes where others are plagued with nerves and guilt.